KB8 Oahu. KF8AYL, monitoring.
KF8AYL, KF8AIW.
Hey, AIW, how you doing this afternoon?
I'm not doing too bad. I was working on my computer trying to get the darn thing to connect with the internet. I'm having issues.
Yeah, that's always fun. I'm trying to figure out what to do here. It's going to rain or not, so I want to start something outside, and I don't want to get caught in the rain.
Yeah, I hear you. I got some projects going out in my shop that I should go out and do too, but I started playing around with some of my radios. I've got I picked up a couple old commercial Kenwood radios, one will talk on the 2 meter, and then I've got one that'll do the 70 centimeter. And I got the 2 meter pretty well, I got all the frequencies. It plugged into it, and it seems to be working okay. There's a few little issues on it. It's not scanning, but that's okay. And then I've got the other one I've got, that one I can do the 70 centimeter, and I think it'll do, DMRS, I don't know. I just wanted a 70 centimeter on it anyway, so that's kind of what I'm up to right now.
Sounds like fun. Are you talking on the 2 meter one right now, or are you using a different one?
I'm using my different one. I got a, this is a USA FT991A. How's this sounding? I was having issues with getting out on this. Is it sounding all right now?
Yeah, I'd say you're sounding pretty good. I mean, it's not perfect, but I would say it's pretty close to it.
Well, thank you. You're hitting it pretty hard, too. What machine are you talking off of? I mean, it's... I'm on the Guilford Tower right now, I believe.
Yep, that's the same one I'm on. I'm on the Guilford Tower. I'm in Birch Run here.
Gotcha. I'm here in Bay City. This is KF8AIW.
All right, well, I'll let you get back to your radio up from there, and I'm going to go outside and start something. But good chatting with this KF8AYL.
KF8AIW, clear.
This is Whiskey Alpha 8, Yankee United Zulu at White Lake, Michigan.
Yankee something Zulu, I'm down there getting your middle character in the 36. Can you repeat that two times for me?
It's Whiskey Alpha 8, Yankee United Zulu. That's Whiskey America 8, Yankee United Zulu. Go ahead.
Roger, I copy. Whiskey Alpha 8, Yankee Uniform Zulu. Thank you. Any others? Check in, please. Call now. Any relays? KHJDD, KEATON, can you place a general net call?
Will do. This is KHJDD assisting net control for the Michigan ARPSC net. Any stations wishing to check in, please call now. This is KHJDD. KDON, I copy November 8, November Oscar Romeo. Did you copy by intercept?
Roger, I did. Thank you. Any others?
Nothing else heard. Nothing else heard. Back to net control, KJBD.
All right, let's get rolling. We got 11 on the roster to start. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the net. We made a quick jump there in the frequency. Hopefully this works out a bit better. I'm hearing more stations, good readable or better. Let's see here. Tomorrow, well, the SEOC operational briefings continue, and that's for the ice storm damage and that occurred up in the northern Michigan and the UP back in the weekend of the 30th and 31st. They're continuing to remain active in the recovery phase. Also coming up this week, I've got a number of calls going on with various hospitals, first in Ohio and I think maybe one or two in Michigan this week. These are to introduce the FEMA Region 5 for kids. The hospital, it'll be a communication exercise to be conducted potentially in June this year. So looking forward to getting that off the table, off the planning table and into execution. I think that's anything coming up for the week as far as I can see. Also, we're continuing to plan our the spring exercise for everyone. That'll be coming up on May 3rd, so mark the calendars for that. And I will give a reminder right now that there is no net next weekend. I will wish everybody a happy Easter at this point, and I hope you have an enjoyable weekend. With that, let's go to followed by NAOBU. Mr. Jim, how are things in Washington? Yeah, what a great seeing you yesterday.
7375, Fox News, Kansas.
This is KJBC for the Michigan ARPSC Net. Good evening to all there. Yeah, it was good seeing you too, Max. I had seen you for a while. And it was a good meeting at the National Weather Service there. Last week we went through and made contact with two more hospitals. EC8YA, Cedar Park, is doing a great job there. So we've got the kits all checked out, the EOC, so those two hospitals checked out, and we're moving along. Also sent out a dunning notice to those people that can play in the SCT. We'll see what we can get going there. We'll have to fire up early, about 8:30, and shut down about 11, because we've also have a siren test net that day. So we'll be working on that and getting that squared away. Things seem to be just generally kind of burbling along here. Well, once again, good seeing you. Thanks for running the net back to you. This is Kilo 8, Juliet Bravo Delta.
All right, KAJDD, KAJUN, Michigan Section Air.
Met with their new county emergency manager, and she is experienced in working with amateurs, so she's just kind of a natural moving right into her somewhat new position due to various reasons, mainly meeting space time. We hadn't been able to meet since last fall, so we got to meet here in April, and should have a meeting place one way or another for the upcoming months. And the Kalamazoo Racies might be getting a new physical home, so we'll wait and see how that goes. But we had a very good meeting with our new emergency manager. Went to the Allegan County Amateur Radio Club Ham Fest yesterday. They call it a mini Ham Fest at a local township hall, a very nice but small facility, but had a lot of people walking through and enjoying the Ham Fest. No breakout rooms to have any meetings or testing or anything like that. So then next Saturday, April 19th, the St. Joseph County, Michigan Amateur Radio Club is having its spring Ham Fest fairgrounds in Centerville, right smack dab in the middle of St. Joseph County. Is the county seat of Centerville. That's where they've got their fairgrounds, and that's where the Ham Fest is from 8 in the morning till 12 noon. And let's see, I acknowledge NANOR checking in tonight. So I'm glad he found us up here on 40. And I saw Brett this week. Friday, he spotted my vehicle at the local library when he was on his way home from work. So he pulled up next to my vehicle in the parking lot to say hello. So it was nice to see Brett in person. And we're supposed to have, that was the one thing I wanted to say, we're supposed to have a District 5 meeting tomorrow night at a local restaurant that has a nice meeting room for us. So that's supposed to be happening tomorrow night. So with that, Max, we'll turn it back to you and let you keep rolling along. KEADON, this is WDNAXB. Over.
All right, Charlie, WDNAXB, KEADON, Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service, Cornet. Your signal was, if my signal was down in the weeds, I think yours was below them. I didn't even hear you calling on 75, so this is much better. Thank you for all the comments, and I hope the district meeting is well attended tomorrow. Let's go WDA-TQZ to be followed by WDA-PKL. Mr. Mike, how are things in Presqu'ile?
Yeah, good afternoon, Max. KDON, Michigan Air, PSC, that WB-TQZ up here in Rocky City, Presqu'ile County. We're the ECRO as well as Max and MITN net manager. Well, things are somewhat getting back to normal. We got up, grid power back Wednesday afternoon at 4 o'clock, so we're just 6 hours shy of 11 days of making our own. Fortunately, we were very well equipped to do that, so we made up pretty well. A lot of folks definitely had this total more than we did. Sounds like from the article in the paper that the professional full-time emergency services assets all stood up pretty well, so there's no call for any amateur assistance around here. At least my phone didn't ring. And the only other news, as far as signal reports today, I could hear most stations on 75, but I could hear everybody better up here. Max, that continues to try to function at 11 a.m. Local time on or about 7233 kilohertz. Some days we have to move around a little bit for other traffic. And some days just don't have a band. Things have been going in that direction periodically. MITN, we're in the 3952, 3953.
And WBA.
Anniversary luncheon of the Auto State YLs, Tessels. They've been around a long time. My mother-in-law, Kate JU, is one of the founding members of that organization. She was.
Wow, what happened?
Last year, we're going to take a break here and see if there's anybody else who would like to join the Michigan Air PFC net. If so, please call now.
You can check me in, Max. Katie is upstairs here. The network keeps going up and down. I'm not sure what's going on.
Okay, Roger, you got KD8SWR. Any others, please call now.
Whiskey 8, Papa Victor Papa, West Branch,
Okay, I got a Whiskey 8 station.
Comments for tonight, I'll turn it back to you. That's it,
KEADON, misconception at the CNET. Well, again, you got a good signal there, so keep it up. You're doing good stuff there. All right, we're going to see if KEASWR is out there to be followed by WATDT. Jeff, you're up for comments.
Yeah, I'm here, Max. I'm not sure what's going on with that where it keeps dropping, but NOR sounds like he's listening to himself. He's got that howl in there. Sounds like he's listening somewhere, but not sure what's going on with the network. Just have to bear with it, I guess, now. Back to you, KBS there.
Okay, roger that, Jeff. Well, we appreciate all the help Central Michigan Emergency Network does provide in the many services they do, and especially here today in providing the remote relay. Next, we go to WATDD, and that'll bring us to the bottom of the roster. Mr. Pete, how are things going your way?
This is WATDD. Hey, first of all, I apologize for not being on the net the last couple of weeks. We have been up helping out with the ice storm situation up north. I first was doing some sheltering for a couple of days, and then working with the manager in the DOC for, it's still going on with one of our smaller communities anyway. But people are getting what they need. So,
Didn't quite copy everything in there. I saw you're at just the right spot. I think we're almost missing each other. So thank you for checking in and for your comments and joining us this afternoon. We are at the bottom of the roster. I'm going to make one more net call to if anybody else would like to join the Michigan Public Service Plan before we close. If so, please call now. Hearing none, then we'll go ahead and close this session of the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service. Right, we have 30.
UHF Hub, disconnected. Mayville, disconnected.
NAWCD, this is Katie Whitey.
Good evening, this is NAWCD, happy Telecommunicators Week, and you put your four in, how'd we do today?
Happy National Telecommunicators Week, we did good. I did phones today, and outside of naked grandma beating people up, it wasn't a bad day.
Okay, well, I guess there's always the call of the day, I suppose. One of those types of calls, but well, I'm glad how things worked out, that it was uneventful, and at least you made it through, so I'm happy for that for you.
Yeah, I'm glad. I'm glad to be heading home. I was ready at like 7 o'clock this morning to go home. I'm done with the week. It was one of those days yesterday, and I'm still just recouping from it, but that's right. We made it through. And I got a day off here tomorrow, so it'll be good. How was your guys' day?
Yeah, sometimes you need, especially if you're in that long weekend, you need a low-profile, uneventful day, especially, like you say, when you're coming from one of those busy ones there that you're barely keeping up. Anyway, we're doing good here. Service today,
enjoy the day. I heard it wasn't too bad out earlier, and it seemed like it clouded up recently. I heard we're supposed to get some rain or some type of storms here tomorrow. Yeah, it wasn't too bad earlier. Like you say, I did get out, but it did get up near 56, 57, which at least National Weather Service was a little bit behind. But yeah, it's definitely kind of cooled off. More clouds than that. It's supposed to warm up, like say, a little tomorrow, but I think we're supposed to get some rain in here. And, I guess the old adage goes, there are April showers, bring May flowers. Yeah, this is true. This is very true. Were you able to get on the radio today at all, or were you able to get on the DMR side?
No, I didn't get on the radio today. Usually, it's kind of a mom and I, and it's kind of a church day for us hoping to. Sometime this week, hoping to kind of look over the DMR a little bit more, get a little bit more familiarized with it, to the talk groups, and that, I don't know, might even join in on a net or two this week outside of our normal event, but not today, but hoping this week.
Yeah, good stuff. Yeah, it depends on what happens with the weather. I might try to get up on the roof and adjust the antenna a little bit, see if I can get some more height out of it, and maybe see if I can, I don't know, I might change the location, but we'll see. My biggest goal is trying to get a little more height so I can get more range.
Yeah, definitely, all you can do is give it a try. Your signals are good, though. You can come into the radar or the Edison repeater there. You get a good signal. Consider your distance, and when you have checked in on Oakland County side, they have some decent they're giving in. You're definitely readable. Like I say, it's the way ham radio is. You can always try a little height. You can always try to fix it back. There's always tinkering or adjustments that you make. At least if anything, you can always made it to the winner.
Yeah, true. That's the other goal is to see how things made it through and. See if I got to make any adjustments or make any repairs. Overall, I think we'll be fine. I think we're ready for the summer and getting ready for storm season. So I'm going to try to reinforce the antenna a little bit and make sure there's just in case there's some wind, it doesn't blow over. That's at least my plan.
Yeah, that's what I would do, considering, it's some pretty windy days, and I'd be interested to see how it held up there, and, if anything loosens up or anything needs, attention right now. I'll tell you, back in the day, I wished, instead of getting the Super Magnum in, kind of I would have got the Starduster, because I think it's the Starduster that's better, for the wind, but you get a couple of times where it's bent and had to get it fixed. It's definitely good to get up there and check her out, make sure everything is tight and the connections are good.
Yeah, definitely. So we'll see, make sure the connections are all tightened up. I thought about getting some hockey tape. You put that tape on the foot of the stick to kind of protect it and get that wax. I thought about wrapping hockey tape around the coax there to keep it from being watertight. We'll see.
I think those are this is a good idea. Again, that type of a plan, I think, is good for you. Again, your connections to make sure you got tight connections. They're waterproof in that. And, yeah, I think that's a wise idea. You can always try it and see if there's any if there's any adjustments that need to be made or any more height. You definitely want to make sure that there is a wind that it's not going to bend or it's not going to damage your roof in any way. So that's kind of a consideration to you and NAWC. Hey, Lane, you. Yeah, I've been actually pricing out. They've got melt for satellite dishes and stuff like that. And I thought about getting one of them extra long mounts for the satellite dish and then mount it on the roof. I don't know, we'll see. There's a little bit of options here that I'm thinking about. And there's an antenna company that I'm told to look up. It's called Arrow, and I've heard a lot of good. I've heard good things about Arrow as well, and I would agree with you, and I get back to your original plan that you mapped it out last summer, plan it out, and make sure there's a good plan in place, and at least you get back your what you've got, and that way, it's a good installation, and it's mapped out, you can see what you got going. So, yep, go back to the basics, what you did last year, and if you improve on it, or you might say, hey, it's fine, but just look it over and see what happens. Hey, Wayne, yeah, for sure, definitely. We've got to get your engine up on the roof there, Dad. I've been thinking about different mounts and stuff like that. Have you looked into some of the animal mounts? No, I haven't really. Kind of thinking about it, but it hasn't been a high priority. I like how the radio is performed. Hopefully, still getting good signal and even into some of the other repeaters locally, but possibly planning it out, looking at on the side of the house, just kind of planning it out. Yeah, for sure. Well, let me know if you need any help. Don't mind helping out and get that mounted for you. That'll help you out and get some range and get it outside. Get a little bit of better signal and more range out of it. Yeah, I think I think of a couple adjustments here and there, and again outside. I'm kind of interested. To see when they take the 6-3 down, if it will, either way, if it will benefit or not. But again, those are just kind of things in my mind. I'm just pleased with how it is, but again, there's always potential for improvement. Yeah, that tree might help getting rid of it, or might help you get better signal there too. So yeah, that's kind of cool. See how it goes and see what you're doing. How's that power supply holding for you? It's doing real well. It maintains the volts that it needs to. I don't run the radio an awful lot, except maybe the next and that. A lot of times I'll use the handheld radios, and I'll even try to make contact, either through this radio or the handheld.
that helps. I noticed that helps my rig out big time as well. And given that I have that thicker coax, I think a lot of difference in clearing of signal and stuff. It helps out. Yeah, yes, I agree. And also to see how it, it's weird how it is, but, how it's positioned, how the coax is set up. I just have a lot of issues getting in to repeaters. It's interesting. I will walk down the stairs, and you'll start hearing the radio start getting a little scratchy. It's a big difference. Yeah, I really like how it's set up. I appreciate that extra link of coax, and I think it's been beneficial. And like I say, switching cell phones, I think it's also been a plus as well. Yeah, it helps. It helps for sure. I'm the one here in the car. I've got it on the iPhone, and it seems to help. It's different. It works a little different than it did on the tablet, but I did have to make some adjustments on the APRS part of it, but once I did that, and it seems to be running pretty fine. Okay. Yeah, I haven't even touched the APRS with this one. It's interesting too. I can add up, repeater, frequency into a channel, and on my older phone, it would, start having problems with the app. But this one, we have not had the problem. So it's really, really pleased with how it's worked out. Really enjoying the radio. I'm glad it's working out for you, Dad. That's cool. I'm glad we were able to get to that, and I'm glad everything's coming together. You had a little problem with it, but it seems to be a good radio. It really does. And I'm fine. Like, I'm hesitant in switching radios out of the car, but it's like I want to upgrade because having a little bit better radio in the car would be nice, but we'll see. It's a good starter for you, to see how it works out. You're not adjusting a whole lot into it, and when you get up into, you're looking at a Yaesu or an ICOM mobile radio, you're adjusting a little bit more money into it. So, you want to have the right fit. You want to be able to work in your car, I'm home. I'm going to head in here and relax and enjoyed the evening after yesterday and today. But appreciate you coming along. Appreciate that you so. And looking forward to our chat again here soon. And hopefully you guys are able to enjoy your evening. We're having chili for me, so sounds really good. But anyways, you have a good night, and we'll talk to you soon. Hey, there you go. That chili sounds good on a night like tonight. We're having first few of the lasagna, but yeah, that definitely sounds good. But hey, you're home across the finish line there. Definitely always good talking with you, and thanks for the ride along. And we'll be chatting with you tomorrow, or back on your Tuesday, we'll be listening up to the ride along. Hope you have a good day off tomorrow, and meanwhile, a good evening tonight. Tell everyone hello, and head on in and relax. 73. Yeah, sounds good. 73s and 88 to you, Mom. You guys have a good night. And enjoy lasagna. This is Kate. Why are you doing it? Clear the channel.
T.S.